Hello and welcome to the second part of the Sound Ecology series, a program that approaches the broad field of ecology creatively through sound and the broad field of sound alongside with environmental sciences. Today I would like to inquire, what actually is the field of field recording? To begin with, let's imagine the sound recordist leaving the controlled studio environment to join the field. But what exactly is meant by a field besides outside compared to inside? An area of activity or interest, or an area covered with grass used for playing sports, a field with crops? Certainly these answers given by the dictionary are not exactly what I am looking for. But the third definition I have found is already more interesting. Listen. Field. A place where you are working or studying in real situations, rather than from an office, laboratory, and so on. So the field is a place of interest that you are working or studying in real situations, and most likely outside and outside a studio. Well, okay, and yet there's probably more to the field of field recording. And this more is in some ways linked to the experience that is engaged through a trip into the field. To add a little poetry and confusion to the matter, let me read aloud an extract from John Berger's 1971 essay called, surprise, The Field. Shelf of a field green within easy reach, the grass on it not yet high, papered with blue sky, through which yellow has grown to make pure green the surface color of what the basin of the world contains, a tendant field, shelf between sky and sea, fronted with a curtain of printed trees, friable at its edges, the corners of it rounded, answering the sun with heat, shelf on a wall through which from time to time a cuckoo is audible, shelf on which she keeps the invisible and intangible jars of her pleasure, field that I have always known, I am lying raised up on one elbow, wondering whether in any direction I can see beyond where you stop. The wire around you is the horizon. Remember what it was like to be sung to sleep. If you are fortunate, the memory will be more recent than childhood. The repeated lines of words and music are like paths. These paths are circular, and the rings they make are linked together like those of a chain. You walk along these paths and are led by them in circles which lead from one to another, further and further away. The field upon which you walk and upon which the chain is laid is the song. into the silence, which was also at times a roar of my thoughts and questions, forever returning to myself to search there for an explanation of my life and its purpose, into this concentrated tiny hub of dense silent noise came the cackle of a hen from a nearby back garden. And at that moment, that cackle, its distinct, sharp-edged existence beneath a blue sky with white clouds, induced in me an intense awareness of freedom. The noise of the hen, which I could not even see, was an event like a dog running or an artichoke flowering in a field which until then had been awaiting a first event in order to become itself realizable. I knew that in that field I could listen to all sounds, all music. In this extract, what we learn is that Berger's definition of field exceeds the one given by the dictionary by far. In fact, he links the notion of the field to a particular kind of experience, one which is placed within the flow of ordinary experience as much as it interrupts it. The field is hereby, quote, literally and symbolically the ground of the events which are taking place within it, end of quote. It circumscribes a space of framed potentials and overlapping contingencies. If I put it with my own words, the field would be the spatio-temporal becoming of and with environment through experience. Sound phenomenons play a major role in the making of Berger's field. Just think of the cackle of the hen, which spatializes and stretches out the ranges of Berger's experience. It is the sonic that fluidifies and alters the frame of the visual perception, disrupts the flow of thoughts, and shifts the points of view to multiply perspectives. This being said, let's go back to the field recordist in the field, who engages in a similar mode of sensory environmental engagement when listening to a particular frame of the landscape's reality through his microphones. What exactly happens here? By stepping back and taking the role of the observer, a synesthetic experience starts to form in close interconnection with the environment's contingencies. As Arnold Berliant puts it, the consciousness of self, of the lived body and of lived space is complemented by recognizing the influences that environment exerts on the body, how it contributes to shaping the body's spatial sense and mobility, and ultimately to the definition of its lived space. The environment is understood as a field of forces continuous with the organism, in which there is a reciprocal action of organism on environment and environment on organism, and in which there is no sharp demarcation between them. Such a pattern might be thought of as a participatory model of experience. The immersion in listening as a form of experiential interaction opens up a participatory space. It can host sympathies and processes of identification, perhaps even affinities and new alliances. It can put attention to stories told by the landscape yet unheard, and question our own position within it. This way it represents a strong foundation for shifting conceptions of landscape and environment, which in the Anthropocene era, with its multiple environmental challenges, might no longer serve. The geographer George Revel writes something similar in his article called Landscape, Music and Sonic Environments. Quote, through the work of cultural theorists, musicians and sound artists, conjunctions of landscape, music and sound now find themselves not merely representing landscapes or reacting to changing understandings of landscape, but rather advancing critical thinking as part of attempts to rework the conception of landscape itself. End of quote. Meanwhile, as Berger shows, the practice of a wholesome and synesthetic inquiry of our relationship with the environment is not only accessible to field recordists or specialists. Openness and curiosity are the only tools necessary. I hope your ears aren't bleeding too much. See you tomorrow for less talking and more listening in the next and third episode of the Sound Ecology series. Yes.